I'm sure you've heard this saying before. Maybe you've said it yourself. Life is just not fair. Well, you just accept a wrongdoing sometimes, then you have to go on. But what if that is followed up with an unjust event or even real pain and suffering? Is this when you turn to God and say, seriously? And then perhaps you add an ultimatum, God, you better fix this. In their new book, Seriously, God, Making Sense of Life, Not Making Sense, Father Michael White and Tom Cochran explore the denial and doubt we experience when we face hardship or grief, and they encourage you to take each circumstance as a chance to learn more about God. They're also the authors of the Rebuilt Parish series. Father Michael is joining me today. Good morning, Father Michael. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's delightful to be with you.
Father Michael here, I want to start with this. You know, we've all read the lives of the saints, truly holy men and women. You also read about many of their lives, well, cut short. Even during the pandemic, we've all been affected. We know families who've lost really amazing members. Well, when life doesn't make sense, Father, it feels like God doesn't make sense. But you say that's not an assumption we should make. Tell me more.
Right. We can't confuse life not making sense and people not making sense and events not making sense with God not making sense. That's just bad thinking. And it leads nowhere. Instead, we want to see through the challenges and difficulties and adversity that we experience to come to know God better. And that's what the saints did, each in their own way.
Well, Father Michael, is hardship and pain, I think many times we are used to thinking about going through these things and saying, well, God wants us to learn something, right? But do these hardships and pain help us learn about who God is himself?
Right, exactly. They teach us more, they can teach us more about the mind of God, about the heart of God. And we can actually grow in our relationship with him, not only in spite of whatever happens to us, but precisely through what is happening to us.
Father Michael White is joining me today. The name of his new book, Seriously, God, Making Sense of Life. Well, not making sense. You, Father Michael, as I said, some people, these sufferings, they cause them to question, even turn away from their faith. Now, God, knowing that will happen, yet seems to be silent in changing an outcome. So how can we lean into suffering so that our faith will remain?
Well, I think, first of all, it makes sense that God doesn't always make sense. If God always made sense to us, if we understood everything that happened to us, then God wouldn't be God. We'd reduce God to something smaller than God actually is. For God to be God, there's going to be lots of ways in which we don't understand, we don't know everything, and it doesn't make sense to us. And I think a second point to always keep in mind is that we can grow to know God's thoughts and ways. That's something that's so clear throughout Scripture. We can grow in our understanding. Where we are right now need not be the destination. We can move on to a deeper relationship and deeper knowledge of him. And then the third point that I always emphasize is that we just can't confuse God not making sense with life not making sense.
I love that. Well, in the book, Father, you and Tom share some experiences and stories about your ministry together, experiences in ministry, and some of the difficulties you've experienced.
Right. We both work here in the parish. I'm a pastor, and Tom is lay associate. We've been working together for a number of years now here in our parish in North Baltimore. It's a pretty typical suburban parish, so there are lots of things that happen that don't seem to make sense to us. Tragedies that unfold, misfortunes that, you know, we see in the lives of our parishioners. And over the course of time, we began to ask ourselves, well, you know, how do we handle this? What do we say? What should we do in this? I remember as a brand new pastor, I was just so intimidated at the challenge of saying a funeral mass and preaching at a funeral mass, or visiting a funeral home to greet grieving parents or grieving children. What to say? What do you say? My goodness, it's so challenging sometimes. But over the years, we've really come to understand how to handle these matters effectively and pastorally. And of course, that's partly what the book is about.
Seriously, God, Making Sense of Life, Not Making Sense. That is the name of the book. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Father Michael, one of the authors, and is joining me today. Well, what I love, too, about this book is when you look at it and you open it up, you have kind of these stories about life that both you and Tom have experienced, but then you explain them more, and you draw on, you know, different aspects of suffering. Kind of explain to our listeners, when they get this book, how these chapters start to unfold.
Sure. It's all a template. Each chapter is according to the same template. We start with a story from the parish of something that really happened to one of our parishioners, and how in that moment, in that event, like God suddenly feels like he's not making sense again. Then we go to a story from the Old Testament, and then a story from the New Testament, in which we see figures from the Bible dealing with the same thing, and how they dealt with it, what they did to effectively deal with their circumstances, and at the same time, draw closer to God.
Well, you have done a wonderful job in laying all of this out. Perhaps as the holidays are approaching, our listeners would love to have a copy for themselves, perhaps a copy to share with somebody else that is available through Ave Maria Press. Father Michael, I appreciate your time today. It's a wonderful book. And again, set up even with those reflection questions, it would be great for a small group or even within a parish ministry.
It would be great for a grief ministry. It would be great for small faith sharing groups in your parish, or for adult education in your parish. But also, I just want to emphasize, because I really think this is an important point, that this is a great book for your unchurched friends and family members. And at this point, we all have unchurched friends and family, don't we? And this is a book that speaks directly to some of the difficulties and obstacles that they find in coming to faith or coming back to faith. So please consider it as a Christmas gift for them.
Oh, it is perfect. Thank you so much for that. Well, Father, and of course, those of us here in the Pacific Northwest, well, we know statistically we are the most unchurched group in the United States. So it, again, is another great opportunity for you to share your faith and maybe draw somebody back into the faith. Father Michael, thank you so much for your time today. Father, before we go, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you and protect you. May he let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he bless you this day and each day of the coming week. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Michael White, the name of the book, Seriously God, Making Sense of Life, Not Making Sense. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to Ave Maria Press. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at Mater Dei Radio or on our Hail Mary Media app.